live from the El Pacifico in Southern California from our campaign presidential election headquarters. I'm Margaret Gray, and this is Decision 2016. I'm here with Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell and General Galen Shaw. Yes, Decision 2016, brought to you by the Phil Hendry website that you see there on your screen right now. And I'm hopeful that a lot of you are watching our coverage here this evening. It is going to be a multi-layered coverage, and General Shaw just was announcing here.
To the future.
Don't say.
Yeah, we are. Sorry about that, folks. Yes, just before we left the pre-show and went back to music, we did see that Fox News has called Virginia for Hillary Clinton, giving her a total of 122 electoral votes, with Trump at 147. Now, Clinton, they've got penciled in, you know, for the...
What do you mean, penciled in?
Well, for to win the two big states, California and New York. So that means that Trump is going to have to come with some of the power. He's going to have to come with some ass-kicking power. And
well, what do you mean, ass-kicking power?
I mean, he's got to win some of these big electoral vote count states, you know. He'll want Colorado. He'll want to... Obviously, we're waiting for Texas. Texas is a nice little batch of votes. Utah is up for grabs, only six electoral votes. But as Utah goes, so goes, you know...
What?
Well, that part of the country.
Oh, well, the Rocky Mountain states.
I would think.
Well, right now, too close to call. You see, there is Iowa. And it's too early to call. So one of the things that disturbs me greatly about what CNN's doing is they say, oh, we've got an alert, and you're waiting, you know.
Yeah, like they've called a state.
Yeah, like they've called a state. And they go, it's a Fox News alert, it's a CNN news alert. Oh, well, yeah, it's too early to call it. I mean, what is that about, you know?
Well, they did call a moment ago Virginia for Hillary Clinton.
Well, that is right. Virginia now squarely in the bag for Hillary Clinton, although CNN has not yet called it for Clinton. And you never know which of these two networks, the two that we're watching, have got their stuff together sufficiently where, you know, we're getting some accurate looks. Here is, this is C-SPAN. You showing the New Hampshire count there. C-SPAN. Florida right now is... Trump with about a percentage point and 0.3. In North Carolina, Trump has taken a 3 percentage point lead as well. So these are the states that he needs to take, Margaret Gray.
Yes, I don't know. I'm not really...
I'll field that.
All right, you do it.
I'm not technically...
Yeah, absolutely. And right here, look at this, Ohio. Trump way out in front in Ohio. Hillary Clinton eating out, but there's Hillary Clinton. That state's been called for Hillary Clinton. 13 electoral votes. But way out in front there in Ohio is Donald Trump. And if Trump can nail down Florida and can nail down Ohio, he can sniff it. He can smell it. He can sniff it. He's got his nose in it.
What do you mean he got a nose in it?
Well, I know what you're saying. You're saying that he can begin to sense that there may be a pathway, as they say, to the presidency for Donald J. Trump, a young man from, he's 70 years old, from New York City, who decided he'd wanted to run for president of the United States. He'd done everything else in his life, and now stands at the precipice. Here is Michigan, where Trump holds about a 50,000-point lead.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I am a liberal, and I've made no bones about that, and I did vote for Hillary Clinton. And I'm gratified when I see that she's in the lead, and I feel the need to run to the bathroom when I see that Donald Trump is winning in some of these states. So...
In what sense?
I don't have to tell you in what sense, but I'm letting people know that I will feel the need to run to the bathroom every time a state is called for Trump.
All right. Thank you very much for that information that I don't think we needed. One of the things we're doing here as we watch these votes come in, we are drinking straight out of a bottle of Don Julio, and I would try to show it to you on the camera. I think we can show it to you there on camera one. There is the Don Julio, and we'll be drinking straight out of that. Don't you worry. Don't you worry your pretty little head about anything having to do with that. Now, that I don't know. What was that?
Well, that was Molly Ball. It's a sap. A sap. A sap. A sap. She's a sap. No.
She's a sap writer.
She's a sap writer. Not a sap writer.
She's a staff writer.
A staff writer for The Atlantic, and she's at the Trump campaign headquarters.
And right there, you see that the U.S. popular vote, a 2 percentage point lead. The electoral votes right now, they got Trump at 139, Hillary Clinton at 104. But that's CNN. Again, they are not following Fox's lead and calling Virginia for Hillary Clinton. And I think that's out of an abundance of caution. They want to make sure that they get it and get it good and get it, you know, sweet and, you know.
Right. So that's where we stand. They just showed the national vote. Now, here we are with Florida as Trump has taken, he's picked up a couple of tenths. And 5% of the vote remains there in Florida. Here's North Carolina. Trump and Clinton win a 3% battle there. And look at Kellyanne Conway is over here on Fox News.
We don't need to look at her, all right?
I understand that, but she is the campaign manager of Donald Trump. And I can tell you that there's got to be a lightning mood in the Trump campaign as it stands.
Well, I think that probably there is, but maybe there isn't. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, Trump's doing good, but they haven't called Florida yet, but they did call Virginia.
Yes, we know they called Virginia. That's great. The other states, though, that are up for grabs are Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin's up there, and, of course, Colorado and some of these other states out west. Then you've got California and you've got New York. Now, taking a look here at the electoral count.
See, none of these people are using the Fox prediction.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just aren't. And look, I'll lip sync this guy. Hi. Oh, well, never mind.
Let's grow up.
What do you mean, let's grow up? I'm growed up. I'm a full-grown man, in case you haven't. There is Trump there with about a percentage point and a half. Are you still there? Yes, I got to resume playback here. Yes, I'm still here. And C-SPAN is asking us, are we still here? Yes, we are. We are here, and we are watching your less than exceptional coverage of this presidential race.
I think it's going to ask you if to enter in.
Well, you know, we don't need to. Well, there we are. So we're back here with Bloomberg.
Now, right, the Dow futures are down nearly 500 points. That is an indication that I don't think the stock market sees Donald Trump as much of a steadying influence.
Well, I would say that. Now, there's 25% of the vote in Michigan, and Trump leads by 4 percentage points. I don't think you can deny that the stock market does not view a Donald Trump win as particularly stabilizing influence. That having been said, the stock market sometimes can go this way and that, sway in many different directions, depending upon the direction of, you know, the political race.
Well, whatever that meant, but I think...
What do you mean, whatever that meant?
The stock market, in other words, either lacks a presidential, either it lacks the presidential win, or it don't.
Yeah, that's right. And if it don't, then it goes down.
Yeah, that's great. That's real good. Well, again, Arizona now with Trump there with a big lead, I should say. I don't know if you can see that. We have adjusted our cameras so that at least you can see at the bottom of the screen. Tell you what we'll do is get rid of all this gobbledygook. And you can see there Trump again with a bit of a lead. 49.2% to 47.7% in Florida. Hillary Clinton, they're looking where? They're looking at Ohio. No, they're looking at North Carolina.
Yes, a lot of these, I'm not really sure. We've got two television screens going here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at both. But let's just put it to you as quickly as we can and as succinctly as we possibly can. The four of us don't know what we're talking about.
Well, that's Margaret.
No, the four of us don't know what we're talking about. We're four idiots, and if you've ever heard that song, we're four little mice who have lost our way. Or four little sheep, right?
Yeah, four bear, bear, bear.
Yes. Well, that's what... We're four little idiots, and we're trying to cover this as good as we can.
Fox News has Trump picking up 150 electoral votes now. I guess he won a state that CNN hasn't called for him. CNN, again, like I say, CNN's being very, very careful. North Carolina, which I believe they had penciled in as a blue state. That thing is looking like it's going to go red tonight. And that doesn't surprise me, because North Carolina's always been a little conservative, hasn't Steve?
Well, yeah, North Carolina is a state that doesn't want nobody, a guy in a, if you're a guy in a dress,
you can forget it.
Well,
I mean, what does that mean? I mean, in North Carolina.
If you're a transgender, they don't want you going into the toilet.
If you're transgender, you can't go to the toilet.
No, it means...
It means if you're a guy, but you're wearing a dress.
Well, whatever. So it's some of that liberal stuff.
Exactly. It's very liberal. And North Carolina won't have nothing to do with it. They don't want it. They don't need it. They can't they can't live without it. And so what that's done is it's cost them some business, as you know, especially in Charlotte, where they were going to have the NBA All-Star Game, and NBA pulled out, given the attitude of the state. However, the city of Charlotte has tried to make up for it by rolling back some of these. So it's definitely a split personality thing.
This is the Phil Hendry Show's special podcast, Decision 2016. I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Gray, and I wanted to sing a song from another campaign. And it goes something like this. Goldfinger. Huh?
What campaign's that from?
Wait, I'm not done. Goldfinger. He's the man. The do-do-do-do-do. You don't recognize that?
Yeah, it's Goldfinger.
It was when Barry Goldwater...
Are you trying to tell me that was Goldwater's theme song?
I'm not saying it was Goldwater's. It was a campaign song.
Well, just because it came out during a campaign?
No, but it had some relevance. It had some relevance. Goldfinger.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much. Phil Hendry's coverage of the election, 27... Now, here is Clinton leading 47 and a... she won that already.
Yeah, that's the one that they called.
So Hillary Clinton is, at this particular time, needing to pick up a few more electoral votes if she hopes to keep this thing competitive at all. Donald Trump right now leading in Wisconsin, 51-43. Donald Trump in Wyoming, 62-27%. And you see Clinton headquarters on the left side of the screen there. Donald Trump with 140 electoral votes. Hillary Clinton with 104. And I think that it will be very interesting. Somebody gave Trump, Fox gave Trump a one electoral vote. What do you think that is?
Probably D.C.
What do you mean, D.C.?
They only got maybe one vote, right?
No, it's not D.C. That's going to go Clinton. What about, do you get electoral votes for, like, Puerto Rico and stuff like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good point, ladies and gentlemen. I think what General Shaw is saying, and right here you see the New Hampshire results, is looks like Kelly Ayotte come back and Maggie Hassan was leading there for a while. Here is Senator Roy Blunt, Jason Kander, the young Army veteran. I think that Puerto Rico and like American Samoa has, you know, so maybe I think Trump's very strong in the Pacific Islands.
Well, no, he's not because Hawaii goes Democrat all the time.
What?
Yeah, what's that mean?
I'll say it again, and I'm not going to repeat it. Hawaii goes Democrat all the time.
Well, what does that mean?
What it means is that the Republicans are not necessarily strong in the Pacific Islands, whatever it was you said.
Well, whatever islands are out there that are part of America.
Is Guam part of America?
You guys that have to get a map, do something different. Do something exciting. Get a map.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry's coverage of Decision 2016. And we're going to continue showing you the different things, you know.
The what?
The different results that are coming in. There's Donald Trump in the state of Virginia. And again, as we said, they've called that one for Clinton.
We'll be right back.
You know, if you're an idiot, you're not going to get a backstage pass. Now, this is meant for those of you that are listening to the podcast here believe it's Wednesday. We are doing this live. If you had a backstage pass, you could join us as we started to do the podcast here this evening to give you a little bit of the color and the pageantry surrounding this presidential campaign. All kinds of live events, though, and all kinds of archives and all kinds of podcasts and all kinds of everything. Every kind of weird thing you can think of. If it's done on a podcast, we do it. So a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show gives you access to that. And here's Bud Dickman to tell you more.
And 20,000 hours. 20,000 hours. Like that, man, when I start to think about that.
You come on.
20,000 hours of an archive of the Phil Hendry Show. So check it out. And I'm sure you'll agree
a 1 year subscription, plus you get free downloads. All the best ofs are free, $150 value for a year subscription. So don't delay, don't delay. Do it today.
Thank you.
And now coverage of Decision 2016 on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will continue.
And those of you are probably all thinking, well, where's Phil? Well, he's sitting on his can someplace is where he is. He's probably sweating buckets over this.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that? Look at this. So now you're looking at different maps there. Well, you didn't see that. Here is a projection. Hillary Clinton has won New Mexico. Big deal.
Well, what do you mean, big deal? That's five votes.
Well, so what? So now they're going to project another one. Missouri is going to Donald Trump. There's 10 electoral votes. Donald Trump taking the heartland, taking many of these farmlands and farm countries, and so on and so forth. But you can see there on the map, they have not called this, these states that are in gold are states that are up for grabs. They're just, you can reach up and grab it. I don't know.
That is kind of an unfortunate term.
I don't like using the term.
You don't like using the term what?
Up for grabs.
Well, why? Oh, General,
I don't like the idea. Hey, you know.
Well, I understand to reach up and get a handful of it.
Now, Donald Trump is leading in the popular vote. Well, actually, yes, by 3, maybe 2 percentage points. The road to 270. Here is John King is going to give us a little bit of this. I don't know if you can hear that or not.
Turn it up.
Just highlight those. Okay. So let's come out to New Mexico. Let's take a peek. Hillary Clinton running up 50 to 40, essentially, at the moment. These are your major population centers. You're going to come here first. Santa Fe County.
No, we're going to New Mexico right now.
Well, this is all meaningless. We want to... We want the road to...
There is Trump leading by a percentage point and four-tenths.
This is where we started the night right now here. And so what are we looking at, right? Clinton was at 268. We thought she just wins one state like Nevada. We'll get there, but Democrats think they're going to win Nevada. Most Republicans think they'll win Nevada. We'll see what happens. But the early prognosis on the night was she wins that, holds everything out here, then she could afford to lose Florida. She could afford to lose North Carolina. But we're in a very different conversation right now. Even if we give her Nevada, Trump is favored here. It's 11. That's 29. That's 15. Now we're in the ballpark. Now
counting up all the votes that electoral votes Donald Trump has won. Still
in play. Well, are you saying that Hillary Clinton could lose?
That's what they're saying.
Virginia, Michigan puts Donald Trump over the top. Let's say she comes back and holds on. The Wayne County vote comes in. Wisconsin would put him at 269. Then you've got a congressional district in Maine or state of New Hampshire. And put Donald Trump over the top. So we are having a conversation now that it was impossible to have 2 weeks ago. It was just improbable. You were not having a reality-based conversation trying to do this map.
And basically what they're saying is Donald Trump has opened up this electoral map tonight in ways that none of these clowns had figured. And,
well, you say clowns. You were one of them.
No, I was not one of them. No, I was not. Donald Trump has opened up the electoral map tonight in ways that none of these clowns and all of their, you know, running these running dogs.
God, I mean, give them a break, will you?
Well, the media, you know, has been blowing this thing left and right, if you'll pardon the expression, blow. But right now, right now, they are showing you a pathway to the presidency for Donald Trump. He wins Florida. And, friend, he's got himself a big passel of votes. He wins she won Virginia. He wins North Carolina. That's another one.
Well, now they've counted 95% of the vote in Florida. Donald Trump still has a 1.5 percentage point lead.
1.5 percentage point.
I know.
Well, it doesn't look like there's too many votes left in Florida. So what are you saying?
I'm saying it looks like it's going to be Trump in Florida. Now, if it's Trump in Florida, and then it's Trump in North Carolina and Michigan, you know, life is going to get very difficult for Hillary Clinton very quickly.
Here is New Hampshire with Donald Trump leading. Not that New Hampshire is such a pivotal state, but it is. I think they had that penciled in as blue.
No, that was a red state, right?
I don't know.
It's close. But you get to the point, what are we at, 140, a little shy of that, 130-something?
Donald Trump's ahead by about 140,000 votes.
So you come down there and you think, are they there? Well, Palm Beach County is up to 97%. So there are more votes here, brought that many more votes here. But it
almost
could,
done.
Could be some. You're almost done. If it's, you know, whatever it is, it's, you're adding up 10 to 20. 98% now in Broward County, which essentially tells you...
Oh, Broward County was the county that hadn't been counted.
Yeah, Broward County was at 0%. Then they started counting the votes.
2% comes in. It's a decent chunk of votes in a major population.
But now they're saying that even with those votes, it won't be enough for her to make up the difference between her and Donald Trump. So it looks like, I think at this point, you put Florida in her category.
That means that Trump is going to be the dictator, right?
Would you knock it off with that?
You know, that's not even funny, bud. There's people that are afraid of that.
Well, no, it doesn't mean he's the president, no. But it does mean that, you know, he's making this very interesting.
Number one. What's left is any of these small.
And again, you're hearing John King of CNN describing.
Yeah, John King is describing how Florida may still fall into Hillary Clinton's category, but it doesn't look like it.
First of all, Michigan.
49-48.
There is Donald Trump leading in Michigan by 4 percentage points, almost 5.
Just go back in time.
And they're looking to see what ground can be made up here by Hillary Clinton.
And again, you know, you talk about the upper peninsula part of Michigan was won by Barack Obama handsomely in the city of Marquette.
Didn't you say you knew a girl from Marquette?
No, Phil Hendry knew a girl from Marquette, and he doesn't want to talk about it. Then you get down there to, of course, Oakland County and the Detroit areas.
If the final third comes in at that,
is that mean she wins?
And this is what we're
I don't think so.
We're only at 16% in Wayne County.
Well, Wayne County at 16%. So there's still some wiggle room there. Here you see New Hampshire, Donald Trump at 48.7, Hillary Clinton at 46, and Jill Stein. You know, we haven't even reported on the third-party candidates.
They have been absolutely they're just not a factor at all in the race.
If Donald Trump, at the end of the night, is getting over 40% of the vote in Wayne County, well then... That's a tough night for Democrats in the state of Michigan. So we got to wait. We're only at 16%. Those votes.
Now, you heard what he said.
Yeah, it's in it. Donald Trump pulls a Democratic, pulls a good vote in Detroit, Wayne County, that whole area. Then I guess maybe she loses that, too.
That would be the assumption. So what we're seeing developing here this evening, ladies and gentlemen, may be a historic upset.
Are you kidding me? Then he becomes the dictator.
If you say that word one more time,
I'll kick your ass.
Well,
no one, you don't become a dictator in America.
Trump will.
Why don't you shut up? We're seeing an upset of historic proportion if this plays out. No one gave Donald Trump a snowball's chance in hell before the returns began to be counted here this afternoon. Much of the commentary throughout the day had to do with just how badly she beat him. Much of the commentary throughout the day had to do with whether or not the down-ballot races would be won. But no one was giving Donald Trump any kind of a chance. In fact, inside the campaign, and Steve Ozell, you did talk to them.
Yeah, I did, General. I went over and I talked to a number of Trump insiders, and a lot of them told me to get lost. But
well, why would they do that?
They didn't know who I was. But one of the guys told me, he said, "We're very nervous. We're very, very nervous. And we're very, very nervous." And I said, "All right, you know, I mean, I can understand that." And they said, "We just don't think that it'll take a miracle."
That was the word, right?
Yeah, he said it will take a miracle for Donald Trump to win. And yet, and all, you know.
The state of Tennessee, was called for Donald Trump, right?
Yes, it was.
Well, what was that check mark near Hillary Clinton?
It must have been another state.
Right now, the popular vote stands at a 46.9 to 48.9, 2 percentage point difference between the two candidates. It's a real nail biter, there's no question. Anything but a landslide, anything but even, these days they call a mandate. Well, what is a mandate? A mandate just simply means you don't have a landslide. Yeah, but and there you hear Wolf Blitzer saying it's a real nail biter. Yeah, I mean, wow.
God, Mark, you're all like nail biter.
Well, get it right, will you?
And Margaret Gray looks like she's about ready to soil some underwear.
How dare you?
Well, that's... She just walked out of here.
Yeah, Mr. Henry would not approve.
I don't give an F.
You don't say the F words.
Hey, bud, I'm going to tell you for the last time. Don't say dictator. Just get out of here.
What do you want to do, go get coffee?
How about you get me some lemon for this bottle of Don Julio that I'm sharing here with Steve Bozell.
God damn, that's good tequila.
God damn right about that. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry's coverage of Decision 2016. We'll be right back.
With General Galen Shaw, Steve Bozell, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you know, every Friday night, Phil Hendry has a chat with his BSP. So if you're a subscriber to the Phil Hendry website and, you know, you are a subscriber to it, then you get to sit down and chat with him. And sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes it's boring as hell. Sometimes Phil just talks and everybody does a chat among themselves. And that's probably the best part of the Friday night chat. It doesn't matter whether, you know, Phil's saying anything interesting because everybody talks among themselves and Phil stands there just fingering it. You know,
okay, you got to watch what you're saying.
Well, he does, you know. So that's just one of the little perks that we have on Friday nights. And, of course, last week they didn't have it, but they usually have a Saturday cinema movie. And I remember you did a good one there.
Well, we did Night of the Living Dead. That was pretty weird.
Yeah, so that's just a couple of the perks that you get as a Backstage Pass member. And I'm sure right now, because we're live streaming this event right now,
Yeah, there's probably people on a chat.
There's probably people in our chat box right now.
Now, what do you mean by chat box?
I mean, they're on the website, you go down to, in the right-hand corner, there's a little, you know, I don't know, it's kind of like a little box, you know, and you
type things in there.
Yeah. So join us on the Phil Hendry website for, you know, just join us on the Phil Hendry website.
A year subscription gets you $150 value worth of free downloads, all of our best of CDs, our best of downloads, with a one-year subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Do it. Do it now.
Come on and do it. Yeah, do it till you're satisfied. Get out of there, will you?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump has been the projected winner of Ohio. Donald Trump will win the state of Ohio, they have just projected. So now it's getting real cute. He has won, well, he hasn't won Florida yet, but he needed Ohio. He needed Ohio badly. And CNN has just called it for Donald Trump. 168 electoral votes for Trump, 131 electoral votes for Hillary Clinton. Now, that's what I'm reading here from the electoral votes on Fox News. CNN has not yet added Virginia to Hillary Clinton's total, but we have, as per CNN.
Well, that's very big. Ohio, like you heard them saying, they got to do it, they got to do it, they got to do it. Ohio's always been a very important state of Republicans, and if they lose it, especially in a tight race like this, then they lose it all, you know.
Yeah, they lose everything. They lose everything they've ever had.
Yeah, okay. Well, now what happened?
Ohio has been called for Trump.
Oh, for God's sake. Is he going to win this thing?
What is with you? Anyway, this is looking very interesting. As I said, Donald Trump is turning this thing into a real horse race. And by the end of this night, it could be President Trump. We'll see. Charlie Crist of the state of Florida. You remember, he used to be the governor. Well, this clown is running for a district seat. You just saw there the Charlie Crist is winning, or actually was declared the winner of a district representation. And so that's, you know, not a big deal.
I don't think anyone cares.
Well, I thought that was interesting just to see that. So Donald Trump winning the state of Ohio. It's been called by, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
What does that mean that they called it?
Well, it means that they have figured out by counting up the votes that he has and the votes that are left, and where the likely votes are for him, and where the likely votes are for his opponent, they count it up and they say, well, there's not enough votes left for his opponent to make up the ground so we can call it.
So they actually will go through that kind of math.
Well, they have to go through that kind of math, otherwise they look like clowns. They look like the full clown effect.
Yeah, they would go full clown. You have to...
What does full clown mean? I don't get that.
It may basically mean what the general said. You got to figure it out mathematically and precisely, and you get a slide rule and everything. It's all that stuff that you probably wouldn't understand. Slide rules.
But yeah, what's a slide rule?
Never mind.
Well, I know what a slide rule is.
All right. Well, and they've got to get out slide rules. And
oh, I see. So in other words, it's something you can't explain because you really don't know what they're talking about.
Excuse me. Yes, I do. I'm just trying to explain it to you.
Margaret, you understand the math.
I understand. I just wanted to see if this nut...
Oh, is that where it's at, huh? Is that how far we've devolved tonight?
Now, here comes another key race alert from CNN, like it matters. Let's see what's going on here. Donald Trump is ahead by not even two percentage points, 1.5 percentage points in Michigan, with 32% of the vote counted there. I don't know if that includes Wayne County. In Wisconsin, Donald Trump holds a 2 percentage point lead with 42% of the votes counted there.
Now, Hillary Clinton, all she needs to do is grab one or two of these.
There is Donald Trump CNN has called. No, they have not called Florida for Donald Trump. They called Ohio. Donald Trump with a 1.5 lead in Florida and Arizona. Donald Trump, look at this, 2 percentage point lead, 2.5 in Arizona. How do you figure that?
That to me is very weird, because Arizona is very, that's a conservative state, and they don't like immigrants and everything. And for Hillary Clinton, maybe they do start to like immigrants. I don't know.
And in North Carolina, it is a 4 percentage point lead by Donald Trump in North Carolina, 15 electoral votes. And here we have Georgia, and very comfortably ahead is Donald Trump.
Yeah, Georgia, I don't know. I think that was wishful thinking on the part of the Clinton people to think they was going to shit right, you know.
They think that they're going to get Georgia?
Now, all right, here. Georgia.
Come on, Margaret.
Excuse me. Georgia. Oh, Georgia. The whole day through. Just an old sweet song. Where are you going?
I'm walking up.
Phil said you got to sit and listen to me sing.
He did. Mr. Henry did.
Oh, fuck.
What language? Georgia. Oh, Georgia. The whole day through.
There is Hillary Clinton.
What are you doing?
Look at, she's got a 5-point lead in Colorado, Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton is well ahead of Donald Trump in Iowa. I don't know whether that's only 19% of the vote, of the vote. And Hillary Clinton with a 6-point lead in Pennsylvania, 51% of the vote counted there. Well, as we told you earlier, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been following our podcast here, Donald Trump, who began the evening looking like he was just warmed over you-know-what, looking as if he was something that the dog dragged in, not really with a pathway to anything other than back to his limousine, where he could nap and then be lifted and carried over someone's shoulder into Trump Tower and flopped on a couch somewhere. Now he has a pathway to the presidency. Donald Trump has performed admirably, and as a result, has won Ohio. He's also captured quite a bit of the popular vote. He's captured all of the red states that he should capture. And I don't think any state... Has Hillary Clinton, has any of her states gone blue or has gone red?
I don't think so. I think Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton has won so far what she's supposed to win. Florida was always a toss-up, you know.
That's what I heard. I heard Florida was a toss-up. And when I say toss-up, I mean something right out of your stomach, up through your throat.
Yes, yes.
Well, excuse me.
Anyway, was very, very obvious to me that... Donald Trump, because he was able to hold on to all the red states, he's supposed to win. And Hillary Clinton is just eking out. Well, no, she's won her blue states.
Well, I would say that she's won the blue states. But these close races seem to be going, with the exception of the Virginia, seem to be going to Donald Trump. Right now in the state of Wisconsin, they've got a lead for Donald Trump. And you can see that over here is Minnesota. For the race for the presidency, there's Hillary Clinton with 17% leading very handsomely. In New Hampshire, just a very slight lead for Donald Trump there, as we look at these numbers from C-SPAN. And looks to me, there's Burr at the campaign headquarters in Winston-Salem. He's about to make an acceptance speech.
Who is Burr?
Remember Aaron Burr?
Well, Burr is... What are you trying to do? Are you trying to piss me off?
No. Raymond Burr.
You say Raymond Burr, you say one more Burr. How about you being a Burr head?
Yeah, right now, that is Burr out there to make the celebratory speech to say, hey, you know, I kicked ass.
Number one. And again, the criticism is going to be here that even if she pulls some of these states out, the criticism is going to be that you ignored your friends. These are friendly Democratic states that have been Democratic for quite a long time, and look how close they are tonight. That's not to take anything away from Donald Trump. Donald Trump went into these states and campaigned.
John King is doing a commentary here for CNN, and in so doing it, is giving some critique to Hillary Clinton.
These are not states where the Clinton campaign was repeatedly visiting in the parts.
Hillary Clinton did not visit Wisconsin, according to John King.
Yeah, well, not going there. Might have cost them.
Yeah, because they think that she's bad.
No, they don't go, she's bad. They think she has been a bit arrogant.
Michigan's a little tighter because of that.
And you can hear the commentary of John King here on the Phil Henry Show. I just want to hear what he's saying because I don't know. I can't figure this shit out. Excuse my language, for love or money.
And Hillary Clinton with a 5-point lead in Colorado there, 65% of the vote having been counted.
A lot of times they will. Now here's Michigan.
If you're looking at this, Donald Trump is doing what he has to do.
And Michigan was supposed to go blue. And this is one of them states. And Michigan has got how many electoral votes this has got?
I think it's got like 6 or something.
You don't even know. You're making that up.
I don't know.
Well, you go and find out how many electoral votes. Michigan has a significant number of electoral votes, and that was supposed to go blue. And look, looky here. You can see Trump leading in Michigan. The Georgia vote count with 49% of the precincts reporting. Trump with a 16-point lead there. In Colorado, as we mentioned, a 5-point lead for Hillary Clinton with 65% of the votes counted. This is 9 electoral votes.
Well, Colorado, one would think Colorado would be Democratic, although I understand that it's in the midst of all of those red states. When I looked on the map, it's all, ooh, it's just red. And I said, look at that little blue one, you know?
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, okay. Is the girl talking too much?
Well, you're seeing stuff.
I said it. There's a blue state there. So I called it.
What do you mean you called it? Everybody could see it was a blue state. Anyway, Hillary Clinton with a lead right now in Colorado. North Carolina, it is Donald Trump with a 4-point lead. Well, now, why did they ever think that North Carolina was going to go blue?
I don't know. I mean, North Carolina's got a lot. Well, I shouldn't say North Carolina's got a lot of black people.
Yeah, it's got a lot, but it's got a lot of people that don't like gays. They don't like. They don't like anything. And also, according to Randy Rhodes, and I'm going to quote her.
Randy Rhodes. What? Since when are you talking to Randy Rhodes?
No, I'm listening to her. Okay.
What'd she say?
According to Randy Rhodes, there was quite a bit of voter suppression going on in North Carolina.
Oh, bull crap. And they say that all the time.
Yeah, they say that all the time because it's true. However, be that as it may, I'm not saying that things should be rolled back or anything else. I'm simply saying keep your eyeball out for that one. If you have a glass eye, it'll probably be much easier.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry coverage of Decision 2016, the presidency of the United States of America. Hillary Clinton has taken a comfortable lead in Iowa.
And as we said, this is shaping up to be a night that if Trump doesn't win, he have put the fear of Jesus into Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, good God, probably scared crapless, probably streaked it and everything.
I wouldn't doubt that there's probably some streaking.
Isn't that not, you know, there's a lady here.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but we got to call it. I wouldn't doubt it if there's been streaking. Now,
Steve.
No. Hold on. This is a momentous thing that Donald Trump may be doing. I'm not saying he's going to do it.
Yeah, let's put the horse before the cart, okay?
What's that mean?
Never mind.
I'm saying that if he pulls it off, and right now nationally he has a about a 2.5-point lead nationally. We're looking at, and here is John King.
What's this? Let me switch maps here for you. This is where we started the night, but these were all lean. These were all lean Democratic. At the moment, Pennsylvania looks solid. We're still counting the votes.
Change the states to reflect where the vote is now.
But right now, Donald Trump leads here. Donald Trump leads here. We're not ready to. This one's still early, but Donald Trump leads. So let's just put it in the current state of play. Okay, Donald Trump leads here. Oops, sorry. And Donald Trump leads here. So we were talking.
So they got Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida all leaning toward Trump, which they did not guess.
Arizona, give them Arizona.
We'll make it a toss-up.
And that is Iowa there.
People expect she'll get this one based on early voting. But even then, we took Iowa away. If Donald Trump holds these, and this gives her Virginia, this scenario gives her Virginia, which we're not done yet, but she has pulled ahead there in Virginia. But if Donald Trump holds Florida, where he leads, holds North Carolina, where he leads, we've called Ohio. And so this comes down, again, the Trump campaign said from day one, we are going to prove you all wrong, and we're going to win with a Rust Belt strategy. Early on, Their anchor was Pennsylvania. That's the irony of this, in the sense that Pennsylvania at the moment, again, we haven't called it yet, Wolf, but Pennsylvania at the moment, Clinton has the healthy lead.
And this is how Donald Trump can win.
Absolutely. How Donald Trump will win.
Tom, we have another major projection.
Here's a projection coming in, a major projection, and this is going for Hillary Clinton, Virginia. Well, that they already called that.
Big deal. That's the one that CNN or Fox called like an hour ago.
An important win for Hillary Clinton in the state.
So that she catches, the electoral count catches up to Trump, but you just heard she's going to need to come from behind in one of these states.
Come from behind. Yeah.
Watch it. All right, you're talking about the future of this country.
I know.
The kid's trying to lighten the mood, Margaret. 167 electoral votes for Donald Trump, 122 for Hillary Clinton, and a whole lot of goofy-looking... Jesus, look at that state, will you? That map.
Now, they have New York blue, but California isn't blue. They already call it for New York.
I haven't the faintest idea. All right, now, here is Michigan. Trump with a about a four-point lead.
Of almost 74,000 votes.
Now, one of the reasons why they're possibly reluctant to speak more positively about Clinton in a state like Michigan where they haven't counted the votes in Detroit is because the same thing happened in Florida. They hadn't counted the votes in Dade County, and they finally did, and she's still behind.
And there's Wisconsin, and Trump is 2 percentage points ahead in Wisconsin. I don't know. That's 40% of vote counted. Again, all these urban centers.
Yeah, a lot of urban centers, because that's where the black people are. And also, and I'm not being racist or anything.
Well, the way you say it, it bugs me.
But that's where a lot of black people are and a lot of liberal people.
Well, yeah, a lot of liberal people that live in the city. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but a lot of liberal people, and then that's where they live.
Yeah, okay.
All right. This is Jake Tapper now doing some commentary as they look at this. Meanwhile, Burr, as you can see, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, that's part of the allure, I think, of our election night coverage. We're going back and forth between these two pictures. There's Jake Tapper is talking. Jake Tapper is talking about Donald Trump, that he's redrawing the map, that he's forging ahead. The Dow futures are down more than 600 points.
It's obvious the Dow Jones industrial average, the Dow Jones, does not like a Trump victory. It spells uncertainty.
Well, now, hold on just a minute.
Wait, I'm not done. It spells uncertainty. It spells perhaps a very fractured and very raucous administration ahead. Not a sure hand on the economic tiller. So when you see the Dow reacting to a Donald Trump lead and possible win down 600 points, you know what the business community at large thinks.
And the other thing, too, is I forget.
All right, well, let me make a point here. This evening, as I said, started out one way, and now it's turning another way. Donald Trump has captured all of those undecided voters.
Yeah, right there. I was going to say that.
Yeah, that. I believe that that's what's happened. Donald Trump has captured a lot of the undecided voters, and in so capturing these undecided voters has pushed the vote total in his favor.
Wisconsin, I think we can put that up there as well. Wisconsin is a state that has not gone Republican in decades.
Wisconsin may go Republican. Dana Bash of CNN is saying that Wisconsin could very well go Republican for the first time in decades.
What in the hell is going on here? Is this because people just want change in Washington?
Say that again.
I'll do it. Is this because people want change in Washington?
Absolutely. It's because the need for change, the desire for change, shaking up the status quo has been exactly what at least a majority of voters seem to be saying. And you have to understand that these voters now include a massive number of undecideds, because I don't believe that black voters, Hispanic voters, and so forth have gone over to Donald Trump. I think these are these undecideds.
Well, I would imagine many of the undecideds are black, Hispanic.
You talk about the South Sea Islanders, too.
What about them?
Because you were saying about Electoral College.
I'm not talking about South Sea Islanders now. I'm talking about people that, you know, you really need some help, man. I'm
not talking about that, bud.
You said you want to know where one Electoral College vote comes from. And I said Guam.
I don't care if you said Guam. What about American Samoa?
That too.
Jesus. So, Trump has won Ohio. Clinton has won Virginia. The electoral count is 167 to 122. I'm sure they're doing the math in the Trump headquarters tonight. Clinton, as we mentioned, has captured Virginia, but they're doing the math there at the Trump headquarters tonight. And
it's probably coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do.
Is this what Phil... Hold on.
Do, yes, this is what Phil said I could do. So what I'm doing is I'm turning everything into sort of a musical.
Oh, geez. Go ahead.
Everything's coming up roses. Do-do-do. Yeah, do-do-do. Forget it.
Well, as we take a look at these election returns coming in, 49% for Donald Trump in Michigan, 46% for Hillary Clinton in Michigan. As this evening begins to turn to late night, and then it turns to morning, and when you wake up and you take a look at what you went to bed in, and you realize that Donald Trump's the president, some people may feel like just going ahead and going outside and stepping in front of a van.
I mean, I'm
very much in favor of it.
Yeah, we know that already. So they're looking now at Detroit, and Detroit is a key county. It is Wayne County, a very key area of Michigan, if Hillary Clinton is going to take that state. But almost 3 percentage points behind Trump, with 39% of the vote counted, and you've got yourself a very, very interesting situation. North Carolina has been called for Donald Trump by Fox. Fox News projects North Carolina is the winner.
And so these states are falling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, just like dominoes, you know?
Yeah, they're falling like dominoes as Donald Trump has come up with a strategy. That was a Rust Belt strategy, and man, he's showing everybody.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Trump said he'd win, and by God, he's winning. I'm not saying he's won, but he's winning. The trend here is that Donald Trump is winning states he didn't think he could win, or others didn't think he could win. He is being competitive in states that people didn't think he'd be competitive in. And right now, Trump is well on his way, I would say, to a victory this evening, unless some dramatic come-from-behind wins by Hillary Clinton occur. Trump at 183 electoral votes, Clinton at 131. This is General Galen Shaw. You're listening to Decision 2016. We'll be right back.
I think this is really...
What?
Deep blue.
Everybody, this is Bud Dickman. I want to tell you a little bit about some of the fun things they had on the world-famous Phil Hendry show. And wait a minute, what happened? I fast-forwarded it. I don't want to fast-forward it. Anyway, the Phil Hendry show has, for you and yours, a wonderful, wonderful array of things
in a souvenir shop.
In a souvenir shop. You can get not only our hard copy CDs, well, you can also just, well, another thing you can get is T-shirts. You can also get the Ted's Beverly Hills hoodie. We have the Bobby Dooley keychain. We also have... Rudy Canosa, a Jetem lingerie T-shirt, and a Jay Santa Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. You know, you got to be well equipped, and you got to be dressed out and look like you know what you're doing. Go to the Phil Hendry Show website and check out the souvenir shop and the online store and buy something. Buy something today and buy a lot of it.
Thank you.
To Decision 2016. As we take a look at these returns, the state of Florida is still too close to call. Donald Trump leading nationally by about 2 percentage points. In the state of Michigan, Donald Trump ahead of Hillary Clinton by about 4 percentage points as they are waiting to see the vote totals in Wayne County, Detroit. 33% of those precincts reporting. In Florida, 95% of the precincts reporting, 49.2 for Trump, 47.7 for Hillary Clinton. And now here comes another projection. Stand by for a CNN projection. Says they just projected North Carolina on Fox, and so I believe that this will be the projection that CNN will announce. They have been about 15 minutes behind Fox.
Yeah, so the North Carolina win...
That was one that Hillary Clinton was hoping she'd grab a hold of, but wasn't quite able to do that. Florida is still in the mix. But I'd say that if things need to change very rapidly in Florida for Hillary Clinton to get anything done there, the North Carolina, Colorado has been called for Hillary Clinton now.
Oh, it's Colorado. Okay. But remember, Trump,
Trump was called.
By who?
But no, they called the state of North Carolina for Trump.
Yes, that's right. The state of North Carolina has been called for Trump, but CNN now has 167 electoral votes for Trump, 131 for Clinton. Fox News has 183 electoral votes for Trump, 131 for Clinton. So as this evening progresses, while Hillary Clinton picks up an electoral vote here and there, so does Donald Trump. Take a look at this vote total. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican, has beaten Russ Feingold in Wisconsin for the U.S. Senate seat.
Yeah, Russ Feingold, what it used to be, and then he tried to make a comeback.
Right, whatever the kid said.
And New Hampshire, now, why are they paying so much attention to New Hampshire?
I don't know. I mean, they don't have that many people, and it's not that big of a...
I mean, it takes them a long time to count the votes up there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right now, Clinton, with that Colorado win, it brings her total to 131 electoral votes. Now, have they already factored in California? No, but they've done the math. California, New York, all of those states, the math has been done, and it leaves these areas that need to be worked. And that's why she's going to have to capture a heck of a lot more than what she's done so far.
Well, what went wrong for Hillary Clinton? Tell us.
Well, I can tell you what.
No, I'm asking General Shaw, what went wrong?
Can I do it?
You can do it in a minute. What went wrong for Hillary Clinton? She got out of bed this morning.
Very funny.
But what went wrong for her was she was not able to seal the deal in places like North Carolina and Florida. She was not able to seal the deal, and at least doesn't look like she's able to seal the deal in places like Michigan and Wisconsin. It's very, very important. And, of course, when we saw her go to that early lead in Ohio, she was not able to... Now, I don't think anybody seriously considered Ohio as a win. I don't think anyone seriously considered Florida, although I was told they did.
Yeah, they thought Florida was going to be a win early on. I heard from Scoot Winston and Bill Fleffen. I forget his name. I'm making the name up.
Just make up a name like...
Bill Jones. With the Hillary Clinton campaign, they said that they were feeling very comfortable, very, very comfortable indeed with Florida. And they felt that Florida would be right there. But
what happened?
What do you mean? You're looking at the same thing I'm looking at.
What, are you brain dead or something, man? He's winning.
Yeah, I know, but they haven't won yet.
Not yet, but you know what we ought to do? We ought to do a Phil Henry decision 2016 projection ourselves and call the state of Florida for Trump.
Oh, that'd be great. And you'd be wrong, I hope.
Well, that's why we're not going to do it, because I don't want to be... Rhode Island has been called for Hillary Clinton. Big deal.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Big wow.
All right, Dickman, don't be an ass.
You know, all those little electoral votes add up, Dickman.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very close race, but everything is falling Donald Trump's way, and that is something to, I think, to be admired.
Well, you can say what you want about the American voter, but at the end of the day, it is he and she that makes this decision. And as we heard about the desire for change in Washington, the desire to take Washington in a different direction, it seems to be playing out right now. Bloomberg has Trump at 168. Fox has Trump at 183. And CNN has Trump at 167. So it'd be very interesting, again, the 168 that Bloomberg has met and the 167 that CNN, what is that one electoral vote?
Well, you were talking earlier about American Samoa. I looked at a map of the Pacific. American Samoa, now what is this?
All right, now this is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where Hillary Clinton has a 2.5-point lead right now. But Donald Trump has taken all of these rural areas of Pennsylvania, and here again is his strength.
Yeah, you can see there when Donald Trump takes all of all the farmland, and the only thing that's left to Hillary Clinton is the cities. See, right there is Philadelphia, and whatever cities they have in Pennsylvania. Oh, Pittsburgh, I guess. but I don't know.
One would think that Pittsburgh would also be a city that she'd take. Pennsylvania has quite a few electoral votes. I have to find out how many. A significant number of electoral votes. At one time, Pennsylvania was the most populous state in the Union.
They're putting me on.
Would I put you on?
Well, yes, back in the 19th century. But now, Pennsylvania is a very significant player.
You can see there's a two-point lead there in Pennsylvania for Hillary Clinton. She's going to need to start taking some of these states, and she's going to need to take some of these states very handsomely for her to stay in the hunt for 270 electoral votes.
Hey,
don't applaud.
Don't applaud that.
Well, sounded good.
I'm
slow down.
I'm Steve Bozell, and I mean,
I'm Margaret Gray.
And she's Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman, and General Galen Shaw, and we're here at Henry, El Pacifico Broadcast Center, whatever you want to call it. And anyway, and we're looking at the report, the reporting of the different, you know, candidates and everything. And right now, it looks like Donald Trump has a lead in electoral votes by about 50, thereabouts. CNN says 167. There's Bloomberg. Bloomberg's got it at 168. And Fox has 183.
Well, Fox is going to have it at 183 because they want to make, you know, they want to make it look like a big shot.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, they're always projecting it more than they should, you know.
Yeah, they're projected like Donald Trump. Yeah, give him 200. That's what he might as well do.
Oh, get out of here, man. They got to base it on something.
Well, anyway, we're watching John King from CNN as he's taking a look at a map of Pennsylvania and to see whether Hillary Clinton going to hang on here in Pennsylvania. So that would be a significant passel, I would say, of electoral votes.
And how many is that?
I haven't the faintest idea. I'm probably like 20-something. But again, not enough to overtake Donald Trump. So she's going to have to start putting some things in the win column, including Minnesota, I would think. Because right now, Wisconsin is looking red.
Now, that is, again, they were saying that Wisconsin hasn't gone red in a long time.
That's right.
Now, those of you that are listening here on a Wednesday, you may be living a reality that's completely different from what we're talking about. For all I know, Clinton comes back to win. All of these states that we're talking about going red go blue. All of these states we're talking about going blue go red.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking to the guys listening tomorrow.
Yeah, you're talking into the future.
Yeah, okay, I'm talking into the future. So you may be hearing all of this and enjoying it as just the noises being made by people that don't know their ass from a hole to the ground, if you want to be perfectly honest. But by the same token, you may as well be sharing with us this reality that in point of fact, Trump may win. Here is the state of Florida. Trump's still out in front by a percentage and a half, a percentage point and a half. 49.2, 47.7. Hillary Clinton in second place there in the state of Florida. So again, we were looking at the map of Michigan.
Yeah, well, map of Michigan right there. See all the little light blue? All those should be blue, but they're not quite blue. And it's just...
Yeah, talk about being blue, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
You know, I'm trying to get some laughs. Go, fuck it.
That was great. I think you're funny.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, Phil is going to hear about the fact that when I tried to break into song, I didn't know it. What is this? You're going to turn it into a musical. That's exactly what my idea was. And Phil said, go for it. And every time I tried to turn it into a song,
well, all right, I'm sorry.
I would Goldfinger. And you're like, oh.
I didn't know about him. His grant sounds good to me.
All right. So,
well, is the inspiration striking you?
It may be striking me. The minute you walked in the room. Oh, there you go. The minute you walked in the room. So who do you think is winning, General?
Well, it looks right like Trump.
Really? The minute you walked in the room, I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
Oh, Jesus, that sucked.
You little...
Hey, Pat! Take it easy, will you?
Kick me out!
I'll kick his ass. That's right.
All right, so Wisconsin, Donald Trump with a 4-point lead, actually a 3-point and 2-tenths lead.
we know it.
As John King is going through the math on Wisconsin. Well, we're looking at two views on Bloomberg, the Clinton headquarters in New York, the Trump headquarters in New York. We see there that Hillary Clinton in California has a substantial lead. And even what's very, very funny is even the electoral count from California can't get it done because Donald Trump is able to make up for that.
Well, that's the whole thing about California and New York. You know, they're pretty solidly blue states for Hillary Clinton, but all that red out there makes this a real horse race.
And again, they're looking now at the county of Wayne in Michigan, a very, very important county for Michigan and for Hillary Clinton and Wisconsin. That looks like the place that she's going to have to make this garbage up if she's to be president of the United States. So as we leave you here on this podcast, Decision 2016, Donald Trump with a 212 electoral vote lead. Fox News has just called the state of Florida for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has won the state of Florida, according to Fox News.
So Donald Trump with 212 electoral votes, Clinton 131. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you may be listening to this and laughing because Donald Trump is the new president of the United States of America.
And that means he's going to be the new dictator.
Why don't you shut up, okay? Have a little respect. And, of course, that is an outcome that does distress a great many people, but Donald Trump with 216 electoral votes. Clinton now, they've just called California for Clinton.
Why isn't she ahead now?
Because it doesn't give her enough vote, guys.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Champer Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.